First of all, before I even get going, because we're going to talk a little bit today about a three-year retrospective. We've been open for 3 years now in Clinton, New Jersey. The first thing I want to mention is very special guest on next week's show. I am going to have the mayor of Clinton, Mayor Janice Kovacs, here on Max Living. We're going to talk a little bit about the town, about what she's been doing on the state level post-COVID with the recovery efforts and such. And we're going to sneak in a little bit about fitness too. So don't miss next week's episode and broadcast with Mayor Janice coming here in the studio live on Max Living. And I really appreciate her time. We're going to have a great time. She was on back a couple years ago and it was a blast. All right. Also, before I even get going, because none of this would be happening without the amazing talent and passion and dedication of Team Clinton. So I always want to give you a shout out, Team Clinton. Shouting it out to Kim, to Deb, to Scotty, Felicia, Melissa, Kathy, Terry, Samantha, and coming up soon, I'm going to have a surprise. We have another person who's going to be coming on board as an instructor in training. Oh, and you know what? I can't do, you know what? This is my bad. Megan Smith, the amazing Megan. She's been in and out teaching with us again, too. She's been attending class regularly. She's going to help us cover some vacation days soon. So I'll tell you right now, it is great to see Megan smile in class and her smile on the mat, teaching people again, instructing and changing lives. And that's what we're in the business of, ladies and gentlemen, changing lives. I said it this morning. I think it was the 9:30 a.m. class. All right. And so, you know, we have classes Monday through Friday, 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 7:30 a.m., 9:30 a.m., 5:30 p.m., and 6:30 p.m. And I think it was the 9:30 a.m. class this morning. I said, you know, it's never, ever been more important to be healthy, to take care of your body to the best of your ability. I mean, these days, and I'm going to say it, we still hear no one on the state level, media level, talking about the importance in all of this about eating right, exercising, hydration, sleeping well, meditating, praying, taking care of yourself and your family, all right? And that's what I want to just encourage you to do. And we can help you. 908-627-7020 is the number for you to call so we can help you out, okay? Also, part of Team Clinton and who I could not do this without, I'll tell you right now, she is the woman who stands behind me, rolling her eyes at me at my stupid jokes from time to time too, and that's my lovely wife, Susan. She's beautiful, and I love her, and I want to give her a shout out too because she listens to my rants, she's a sounding board for ideas, and she's a fantastic support, and I love you, babe, and hope you're listening right now, and if not, you catch the recording later. So, anyway, moving on. I am going to run, I got to pay a few bills here, run a couple of commercials. Do not go away. Remember, you can comment here, you can ask questions, say hello. Listen, if you're watching and you can, give me some freaking hearts on here so I know that you're there. Give me some likes or something, all right? And we come back, we're going to have a quick show. We're going to talk about the last 3 years and about, you know, maybe a little bit about the future, all right? This is Max Living. My name's Mark LaRose. I will be right back.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs. Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
All right, I am back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, the premier life-changing fitness program and exercise center in Hunterdon County. Premier, okay? If you have ever in the last week, month, 6 months wanted to lose weight, get stronger, tone up, gain confidence, increase your energy, increase your flexibility, your endurance, your agility, this is the place to come to, all right? Call for some information, 908-627-7020, all right? So today, it's one of those rare moments. I'm just on here just to kind of talk a little bit with you and do a little bit of reflecting, a little bit of reflecting. So the Max Challenge of Clinton opened its doors to their first class, I think that was July 16th in 2018. Yeah, wow. July of 2018, and I remember it well. You know, the center was originally purchased by Ron and Lauren, who I love. I'm still friends with them. Just talked to Ron about 2 weeks ago, actually. And, you know, it was such an amazing time. They had hired me as their manager and an instructor before they had even signed the lease on the space at the Grey Rock Shopping Plaza in Clinton, 1802 Route 31 North at the beautiful Grey Rock. So, you know, I'm looking back. I was there for this exciting, exhilarating time from when we opened up. I mean, when we had our first trial classes. Gosh, I mean, if you're listening and you were here back then, we had our original trial classes in the Holiday Inn in Clinton, right off of Route 78. We didn't even have a space yet. And Megan taught those classes. I still have pictures of that someplace. And we did our trial class there, and I think we even did another trial class at the Clinton Fire Department in that large room that they have there. And it was just a blast. You know, that was an electrifying time. And let me tell you something. The mission statement for the Max Challenge of Clinton has not changed. Even through the whole pandemic and the lockdowns and everything, we are coming out of this. I said it to my classes this morning. We have turned the corner here at the Max. All right? We made it through. Okay? And we are seeing growth. We are seeing people change their lives. In fact, I've been talking to a couple of our amazing members about actually coming onto this show to talk about these things. These are your neighbors. They're your friends. And there's people out there that they're a couple of weeks into the program. They've lost 16 pounds. I know one lady has lost 18 pounds. I see people with increased agility. You know, people who have, you know, have never been able to do a burpee before are doing them. People who have gotten their eating under control. And listen, you know what? For the last 16, 17 months, I get it. There was a lot of fear and anxiety and stuff, and people went crazy. But those days are done right now, okay? They are done. So you're looking back 3 years ago, and Team Clinton, we still have a bunch of members who were there for the original opening. They're legacy members. There's a couple people on our team that have stayed and have returned that were a part of that original team also. And I'll tell you, it's an amazing journey that it's been through. We saw people who, well, let's talk about our fantastic instructor, Scotty, who was one of the original members of the 6 a.m. Incredibles. And the guy dropped so much weight in his first challenge. He got so strong, and now he's an instructor. He's an instructor. It's amazing. Kim, our senior instructor, Kim, she started out as a member also, you know, and now here she is being a life changer too. Felicia, Melissa, Kathy, Sam, our mystery guest, Terry, the mystery new instructor also. I mean, folks, these are people that stepped into the program, lived the lifestyle, and are now changing lives. So when I look back to those times just 3 years ago, and by the way, if you're watching, you're listening, put it in the comments if you have a memory you want to share. All right, I'd love to read it. I guess when we had our three-year anniversary, and yeah, I'm drinking coffee in the middle of the afternoon. It's a long day today, so I need the boost. Love me some coffee. But please, you know, share the story. I had posted something on our members-only page about sharing some favorite memories. And the things that you all posted were incredible. But I look back at one of my favorite memories. You know, when we finish a Max Challenge Clinton class, we end up with a power talk where the instructor comes out and gives you a story, a phrase, a word just to walk out the door with. And I'll tell you right now, that first challenge when it ended, I was teaching the 5 a.m. Wolfpack and I was teaching the 6 a.m. Incredibles. And that power talk, it was a Friday. We do kickboxing on Friday, so I even remember the playlist that I played. And boy, if I remember correctly, Paradise by the Dashboard Light from Meatloaf was on that one. And man, people went rocking with that one. I think I had a little Metallica on there too, Whiskey in the Bottle, if I recall correctly. And I think I do on this one because it was a real exciting time and it's kind of embedded in my memory. So I remember this power talk being so personal because here I am. All of these people were strangers. All of them were strangers and now they're friends and they're my friends. And there's a sincere affection amongst these groups. And to finish that 10 weeks with these amazing and remarkable changes, people getting healthier and fitter, their dedication to themselves was incredible. And that's what the Max is about. But I remember both of those power talks and just crying in front of them and just telling them how proud I was of everything they had accomplished. I'll tell you right now, the Max Challenge, the premier fitness center in Hunterdon County, is unlike any other fitness center you will ever be in. All right? We really become like a small family. We become tight. We support each other. We lift each other up. We listen to each other. We hug each other. God knows there's been plenty of tears shed in the center because I said this morning again, this is not just about your body. It's not just about having a healthy body. It's about promoting a healthy mind, healthy emotions, healthy spirit, healthy attitude, all about the positivity of it. And we need that. And so as the story goes, I had spent a year there. We saw the place grow. I ended up leaving for about a year. I went on to different waters. And then COVID hit, you know, and where I was, it began to unfortunately go downhill, but I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, whatever your belief system is, you know, if it was either God, the universe, karma, I don't know, but my life took these roller coaster and twisting turns to where it got to the point where I could return to the Max Challenge of Clinton. And it was a shock, an absolute shock when I got back. I remember the first night, this is after I got the keys, and this was before the sale of the center was final, and I was there. I was basically an instructor at the time, and I was getting trained on everything. My first night there alone, I remember I shut the lights and I was standing on the mat and I was just looking around reflecting and I got some tears in my eyes. I have such a love and affection for you all at the Max. You know, it would just be four walls with mats on the floor if it wasn't for our incredible members and our amazing team. And to say that I'm grateful would be an understatement. To say I'm lucky, blessed, you know, might be better. But I'll tell you right now, I got back in February. I can't believe it's July already right now. I'm going to be there just about 6 months in a next, I think it's 6 months next week or the week after that. My gosh. So anyway, we have seen it grow. We are seeing the center grow. We are seeing people come in who need help. And God knows that's what we're there for. We are there to help. And we coach people and we give them hope. And we don't just give them hope without any foundation. We give them hope with a systematic way to get control of their lives and their health and their fitness levels and boost their immune systems and eat better, not starve themselves and not buying crappy food either that you know, filled with chemicals and things like that too. That's not what it's about. So, you know, after 3 years of being open, I can honestly say our center has helped hundreds of people to change their lives, you know. And listen, maybe you're watching, you know, live, or you're going to watch the recording later on. Maybe you're a former member, an inactive member, and you've been waiting for the moment, the right time. I'm telling you right now, now is the right time to get control of this, okay? I don't want to give away too many stories. Again, I've been talking to some of our amazing members about coming onto the show to talk about it. But, you know, I had one nice lady this morning, amazing lady, say to me, we had a very special class, and she came to me after the class and she looked at me and said, that was probably the coolest thing I've ever done. And I of course smiled about this. I was just ear to ear smiling. But this is what we do. This is what we do. I remember back when we first opened and we got through the first challenge, and we started the second one. I remember because we had started late that they were like back to back. There was no time in between for Legacy Week. And, you know, we had started up that second challenge and we had this amazing team that was meshed together and we all went out. It took a little while for us to get out for the holidays, for Christmas and such, but we finally got together and we're sitting around this big table just having a drink, eating some food. And I remember I was kind of in the middle of everybody and there was two sides of the table and on the end. And I remember this amazing feeling of camaraderie. And I see that in our members too. You know, a new person walks in, they kind of get into their spot on the mat. Sometimes you're standing in back in the corners. I get it. I totally understand it. We are the no judgment zone. All right. Big Box stole that from me. I swear it. But, you know, after a week, maybe 10 days, they're talking. They're talking to people. They're meeting new friends. And I'll tell you right now, it's incredible because our 9:30 ninjas, when we put that class back on the schedule, it started out with maybe six people. Now we usually average about 20. And there's been a group of the ladies in there that I can see have become friends just because of the center and these common goals, you know. All right. I am talking straight through right now, but I need to take a fast break and run a couple of commercials. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. You have any questions, give us a call. I'll be right back. Don't move.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the 100 in County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in 100 in County.
All right, I'm back, and I got to tell you, the amazing Felicia just said hi to me on Facebook Live over here, and Felicia, how you doing? I hope you're having a great day. Okay, the incredible Felicia, I'm going to say this on air. We've talked about it, Felicia. I need to get you on this show so we can talk about your life, the obstacles you've overcome, the incredible attitude you have, the faith you have, and we need to get you on here so we can talk about that. I'm saying it on air live now, so the invitation is there. We'll have to talk about it real soon. Again, this is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. We're located at the Gray Rock Shopping Plaza in beautiful Clinton, New Jersey, and Clinton is beautiful. The whole area is fantastic. Speaking of which, the whole area, slightly off topic, I guess, a little bit, but did you get to the Balloon Festival this past weekend? You know, my beautiful wife and I got out to the Balloon Festival. It was the first time that I ever went, and we got up really early so we could go see the early morning inflation and liftoff of the balloons. And Susan had never seen anything like that before. She had gone to the festival one or two times and hadn't seen it yet. So we're out there, you know, and there's a lot of people there, and we're standing by the fence. And all I can say is that it was – actually, Sue used the term magical. I got to give her credit on that one. It was a magical experience watching these dozens and dozens of balloons inflating, all different shapes and sizes and colors. So next year – I would definitely encourage you, if you haven't seen the liftoff in the morning, to get out there and do it. But the whole festival was pretty cool. And there was actually this band. I grabbed this out of the car on the way in. There was this steampunk band. If you don't know what steampunk is, look it up. All right. And you can Google steampunk, but there was this steampunk duo. They weren't a band. There was a duo. These two guys called The Eternal Frontier. The Eternal Frontier. Uh-oh, I'm getting a lot of hearts here all of a sudden. And they were like a two-man band, and they had like tambourine shoes on and stuff. They played guitar and maybe banjo, I think there was too. And they were just dressed like steampunk. Susan and I loved the whole steampunk look. A couple of Halloweens ago, we dressed up in steampunk, and we were looking fine. We actually went to Lone Eagle Brewery here in Flemington for their holiday party, their Halloween party, and we won something too. I think it was like best couple or something like that. So we won some free beer. But anyway, so they gave out kazoos. So you're sitting on these bales of hay while they're playing these songs, and they're encouraging you to play along with kazoos. And I went nuts with it. I love kazoos. I haven't had a kazoo in so long, and I think it's a lost art. It's a lost art to play the kazoo properly. Maybe I need to come up with a Max Challen theme song for the show that's all kazoo. You know, something like that. All right, I'm going to put that over there. I'm just going a little batty right now. So anyway, so it was a great, great experience there. Saw a few people from the Max out there too, walking around. And, you know, today's going to be a little bit of a shorter show, okay? It's a super busy Wednesday, but I didn't want to miss out on today. But I wanted to express a couple of things before I sign off today, all right? First of all, to every single one of our members, present members, former members, I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. I mean it. You were there, if you were there at the very beginning, back in 2018, we had over 150 people sign up for this program, sight unseen. We didn't even have a building yet. Where we were actually was the old liquor store at the Gray Rock Shopping Plaza, so it had to be completely renovated. And over 150 people signed up, sight unseen, and just to have this faith and trust in us. And so I want to say thank you to our current members for sticking with us, for our new members, for having faith in yourself and in us to get on that journey to get healthier again, to lose weight, get stronger, get your self-confidence, get more energy. I mean, that's what it's about. To Team Clinton, all of you guys, I love you. And to current Team Clinton and the former Team Clinton too. If you're not on the staff right now, I love you guys. We had some great memories, great memories. I remember, you know, we're talking about memories and kind of a retrospective here, but we vacuum and mop the floors after the classes. They get mopped and disinfected. We were doing that even before the pandemic. You know, we just added a germ killer to the solution to make sure that everything was killed. CDC approved and everything. But there was this one time we were cleaning, you know, and Jillian, the incredible Jillian, was there. And I can't remember. Sarah might have been there too. And we were mopping the floors. And so I went on to my phone and, you know, we used the speaker system, and I pulled up the speaker system, and I pulled up "It's a Hard Knock Life" from Annie. And so here we are, we're mopping, we're vacuuming everything. And all of a sudden I put this song on, "It's a Hard Knock Life," and we just start singing together while we're mopping and cleaning and stuff. And it was just, this memory is burned into my head and it still makes me smile. It really does. You know, these are behind the scene things. The other thing too is that, I found out that a particular member of our team, I'm not going to name names, doesn't like ghost stories. And every now and then when we were in the center alone, you would hear something clink in the background. And I made up this whole story about a little boy ghost that lived in the center, left over from, you know, when it was the liquor store and previous and everything. And he loves it there because he loves the music. And so I would just yell out, we go, "Henry, can you keep it down?" And she would be like, "Stop that. Don't you do that." And it was just a fun time, fun memories with that. And we have fun memories now. We're making memories. We're making fresh memories now, Team Clinton and myself, and all of these amazing members. So I really wanted to take a moment just to say thank you. I am one of the luckiest people that I know, and blessed people to have these folks in my life, in my world. And we are out there, and I just said it this morning, I have this passion to help people. I have this passion to help you get healthier. To, you know, we act like there is another body hanging in our closet, so that when we ruin this one, we can just go there and take that next body and we're going to use that one up. And that's bullcrap. You know, we need to take care of the one we have now. And you want to know something? It's not just for you. It's for everybody who loves you. Everybody who loves you. Your partner, your spouse, your children, your grandchildren. I remember actually, 3 years ago during our first challenge, that one of the goals that one of our new members back then had written down was she wanted to be able to go on the swings with her grandson. I think she had a 2-year-old grandson, 3-year-old grandson, and she had no energy. You know, she was overweight, hadn't exercised in years, and we got her back on track. And I remember when she came in one Monday after a weekend and the big smile on her face, and she told me, "You know what? I was down at the playground with my grandson this weekend and I was able to keep up with him, Mark." And there was big hugs after that, big hugs after that. So incredible, incredible stuff. So anyway, listen, I'm going to actually sign off in a moment here. I want to thank each and every one of you for watching and listening, whether it's live or you're going to watch this later. And thank you for your energy, for your passion, for your love, for your commitment, for your friendship to the members here and to Team Clinton. It means the world to me, all right? we can help you. I'm not going to say if we can help you. I know we can help you. And you do not have to wait for a challenge start date. You start your challenge any day you want. All right? So call me, 908-627-7020. My name is Mark. I will talk with you, answer your questions, talk to you about your goals, and get you started on one of the most amazing pathways of your life. All right? Big words, right? I guarantee you'll get results. Guarantee it. Yep. Let's talk. All right. So again, this has been Max Living, brought to you by the amazing Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, premier fitness center in Hunterdon County. 908-627-7020. Give me a call. Let me know. Remember, next week, the mayor of Clinton, New Jersey, Mayor Janice, will be in studio with me talking about some important subjects, talking a little bit about fitness too. All right. And you have an amazing day. Thank you for joining me. Don't ever forget, whatever you do, take it to the max. Boom. Have a great day. Peace.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans continue to pay more at the pump. That's according to AAA, who says the national average for a regular is up to $3.16 a gallon. That's 0.3 cents higher than yesterday. The CDC announcing new guidance on Tuesday, saying everyone should mask up in schools regardless of their vaccination status. Despite the new mask guidelines, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is endorsing a return to in-person learning for this upcoming school year. She also tells CBS This Morning, we do need to be careful when it comes to the Delta variant and children.
They tend to be more asymptomatic. They tend to have fewer symptoms. But I do want to emphasize that if you compare COVID deaths to children this year compared to flu deaths in prior years, it's about twofold more.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
They're calling it the new socialism. More and more Democratic lawmakers want everyone to get a basic income, even if they don't work. Free health care, free college, and more. Now, every night this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax pushing back on the new socialism and its leaders like AOC and Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden's spending programs are already costing you trillions as inflation is soaring. If you care about your money, you need to watch Rob Schmidt tonight. Find out why socialism doesn't really work and how it actually can cost you a lot. Get Newsmax TV on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them and demand Newsmax or you can switch. Also, find Newsmax for free on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's news they can trust.
The Senate is in session this Wednesday, and speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says that when it comes to the bipartisan infrastructure deal, the vote to proceed to debate could begin Wednesday night.
Senators continue to make good progress on both tracks of legislation. Members should be prepared to vote again on cloture on the motion to proceed to the bipartisan infrastructure bill as early as tonight.
The New York senator also telling everyone to be prepared to work weekends. The U.S. women's 3-on-3 basketball team is the first ever Olympic gold medal winner. They took down the Russian Olympic Committee 18-15 in today's final. Stephanie Dolson leading all scorers with 7 points and collecting a game-high 9 rebounds. The U.S. dropped just one game in the tournament to Japan in the final game of pool play. Earlier in the day, China took down France to win the bronze medal. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Defense attorneys for Christian Rivera, the illegal immigrant convicted of murdering Molly Tibbetts, argued earlier this week that their client deserves a new trial. citing evidence they said ties her abduction and stabbing death to another man. Two new witnesses came forward independently of one another and told police that a local 21-year-old man, Gavin Jones, told them he had killed Tibbetts. Defense lawyers have requested a new trial based on that information. As far as if that will happen, defense attorney Johanna Spillbor tells Fox News,
evidence is only as credible as its source. So this newly discovered evidence is inherently incredible. Why? Because it's coming from a jailhouse snitch, from another jailhouse snitch. It's hearsay evidence, piled on hearsay evidence. And I don't think the judge is going to give it enough credibility to overturn what the jury already did here.
Some big changes may be taking place in college football.
The universities of Oklahoma and Texas formally requested an invitation for membership in the Southeastern Conference when their rights deal with the Big 12, their current conference, expires in 2025. The presidents of the SEC schools will reportedly meet on Thursday to discuss the request. Should they extend those schools' invites, the SEC would become the first 16-team super conference in major college sports. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.